For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. For Courtney McDowell of Bowling Green, life is pretty good right now, but recent years have been a struggle. Last December, at the age of 32, she earned a college degree. Before then, money was tight.
I was one medical catastrophe away from complete and total bankruptcy. I'm just glad that I didn't have any major illnesses, injuries, or anything like that during that period.
When Kentucky created an online health insurance exchange known as Connect and expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, McDowell qualified for coverage through Medicaid and remained on the government program until she graduated and began working full-time. McDowell currently does IT work and has private health insurance through her employer. But the upcoming election makes her nervous for others who aren't so fortunate. The state of health care in Kentucky could look very different, depending on who wins the governor's race on November 3rd. Kentucky could become the first state to repeal the expansion of its Medicaid program. In a September speech to the Kentucky Rural Health Association, Republican nominee Matt Bevin said the state can't afford to have a fourth of its population on Medicaid.
When you're spending other people's money, it's always easy to be successful. We say by almost any measure it's been a success. For crying out loud, it's been 100% underwritten and subsidized by other people's money.
Currently, the federal government is picking up the entire tab for the expansion. Starting in 2017, the state must begin bearing a share of the cost. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Jack Conway, who supports the Medicaid expansion, says an improving economy would reduce the Medicaid rolls.
I agree we have too many of our citizens on Medicaid. You fix that by growing the economy, creating better paying jobs, bringing wages up.
Conway says if the state determines in the future it can't sustain the Medicaid population, adjustments will be made. When Matt Bevin announced his candidacy in February, the GOP nominee said he would reverse the Medicaid expansion immediately if elected. Conway called the proposed move callous, but Bevin denies he would, quote, kick people off Medicaid.
I don't even have the authority or the ability to just oust people from Medicaid. It doesn't work that way. We have these folks that are currently on Medicaid. We have to come up with a way to provide health care to them that we owe.
Bevin does say that if elected governor, the state would not continue to enroll or re-enroll people at 138% of the federal poverty level. Bevin has said he would apply to the federal government for waivers, which would allow the state to customize a health care plan for Medicaid recipients while expecting them to bear a small portion of the cost.
So up to 100%, you get X. 100 to 110%, you get Y. At each increasing level, there will be different expectations. The higher up you go, the more expected skin in the game people will have. Because when you rob people of any vested interest in their own success, you rob them of any reason to care.
Calling it a level of redundancy, Bevin has said he would dismantle Connect and put enrollees on the federal exchange. Conway said if elected, he would continue the state-run exchange, saying Kentuckians get better rates through Connect than on the federal version.
And none of our general fund tax money is going to Connect. It's actually an assessment, a 1% assessment on the insurers who go on there, and the assessment on the federal exchange is actually 3%.
Independent candidate Drew Curtis has largely stayed out of the health care debate, but says if elected governor, he would continue Connect and the Medicaid expansion in their current form.
The thing I like about it is it does appear to pay for itself. The 5% we need to pony up in 3 years, and the 10% we need to pony up in 6 looks like it's on track to being paid for through additional revenue that's coming from increased health care spending.
Curtis is referring to a consultant's report commissioned by the state earlier this year that projected the Medicaid expansion would create 40,000 jobs and add $30 billion to Kentucky's economy by 2021. Voters on Tuesday will decide between three candidates and the direction of health care in Kentucky. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.